The following program is rated low, and staff improvement is advised.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most original and unusual acts you'll ever see.
We have a terrific lineup of inspiration for you on this program.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
This is it, America. The event you've all been waiting for.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Good morning to you. It is Wednesday. Monroe's somewhere in the building.
Yeah, she's going to get really mad.
I know.
At you specifically.
I don't know what to do
for
about
not
it.
Telling her that the show had started.
We start the show at the same time.
Every day. It's 6:07 almost every single day.
Right.
And yet, here we are.
And I still know I'm going to get yelled at.
Yeah, you're going to get accused of me being your favorite.
Right.
And she's like, well, you wouldn't start the show without your favorite.
And I'm like, I'm in here at 6:07. Whoever's in here with me,
they start the show.
They get to be on the show. That's just how it works.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to watch you get chewed out for this one.
Oh, man.
I'm going to egg it on, too.
Oh, here she finally. Here she just roams
look
on
who decided
in
to show up for work today.
Hi, Monroe.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
There's one thing that has to happen before I'm willing to talk to anyone.
What is it?
I need to have coffee.
Yeah, but here's a question for you.
Why didn't you do it earlier?
I'm sorry, guys. The Keurig's kind of broken. It was taking forever. It was doing like the slow drip thing.
I'm just up. We were talking about that. We thought you might be mad that we started the show without you.
Yeah, because you know how I'm John's favorite.
And well, as long as you're here, it's fine.
What did
I
we say?
I knew it.
Yeah, go ahead. Start the show.
I'm experiencing some FOMO this morning, just so you guys know.
What is that, buddy?
I guess Liam's school is doing this Dads and Donuts thing at 7:30 this morning.
Aww.
He's like, Dad, are you going to come? And I'm like, well, bud, Daddy does a show every morning. Like,
Dads and Donuts.
Yeah, I know.
Here's
I'm like,
what it is. You want to know what you're missing out on?
Please.
They're going to try to get you to sign up to volunteer for a day at the school. And you can do that anytime.
I know, but like, I feel like he wanted, plus there was donuts. So I feel like it was...
Tell him what it really is. We'd go in there, we'd get a donut, and then we'd sit in this meeting.
I feel like when I pick him up today, I just have to bring a donut.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We can have a donut with
that's
Dad.
Cute.
There you go.
So like, it'll
fine
work. It'll be okay.
Yeah, take him to Krispy Kreme or
look,
something.
I grew up with, I had parents who were divorced and who both had to work a lot. So my parents never came to anything.
Yeah,
I was always the kid standing there watching all the other kids with their parents.
Oh, that's so
yeah
sad.
Was that you, Monroe?
Yeah, totally. My
yeah
mom was a career woman.
Yeah, Jackson?
Oh, my mom came to
everything.
She was like, she worked all the time too, and was the general manager at a couple truck stops and stuff. Like she worked constantly, but she made it very clear to her boss that no matter what,
right,
she was coming to every school play, every assembly that I was in. Like she was always there. And my dad was there for most of it, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
My parents loved me. It was
right
crazy.
No, not mine. No.
So. That's funny. John loves you, too.
I know. I'm very lovable,
Monroe. I'm not doing
Monroe
this right now.
Get
I am
more
not doing this
so
morning
oh
on
God
a Wednesday.
What do you think he's going to buy you for lunch today?
Not.
I don't know. Hopefully noodles.
You know, we're going to bring back I Can't Even Wednesday this morning.
Yeah! I love I Can't Even Wednesday.
Mine starts with Monroe right now. I can't even Monroe. And the fact that you
I
feel
know,
like there's favorites.
Because Jackson just sits over there so adorable all right the time. Look at him. Oh, my gosh.
Let's get to Monroe's pocket full of sunshine.
This is awesome. Firefighters recently had to rush into a woman's home in Iowa because she was in labor, but the baby was coming. Like, it was one of those situations.
Right.
So they all had to help her deliver the baby. But while one of the guys was doing that, the other two went out to the driveway and shoveled her driveway for her.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's nice.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yes.
Here, you have your baby. We'll be outside shoveling your driveway.
I love stories like this because we get these from time to time. My favorite was like last year, the EMTs rushed a mom to the hospital, but like two of them stayed behind and made dinner for all the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Melt my
gosh
heart.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Firefighters. And they're so handsome and their little uniforms.
Okay, all right, calm down, everyone. Jackson, what do you have coming up in your showbiz beat?
Gwyneth Paltrow is in trouble, but this time it's not because she asked people to put things in an orifice.
Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So apparently in 2016, Gwyneth Paltrow was here in our beautiful state of Utah skiing at Deer Valley. Well, that's when she hit some old guy from behind. The old guy allegedly fell down and severely injured himself. And now he's suing her for $3 million.
Come on.
Again, 3 years ago is when this happened.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
But she skied off. Right. Just completely, like, didn't give him a name or an address or anything. Just skied off, which makes me think, like, how do you even know for sure it was Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
Because when you're skiing, you have, like, face masks and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you know for sure? But even if it was, apparently there's a local ordinance in Park City that states a skier in this situation is required to stop and offer assistance and also give their name and address. She didn't do any of that. She just allegedly took off. But her people come out and said that the lawsuit is completely without merit.
Yeah, I read this yesterday, and I saw the press conference that this person did about it. I don't know.
It was too long ago.
Yeah, if I was on the jury, I don't know if I would award him anything.
You're skiing. It's a dangerous sport anyway. Someone bumps in. Like, it's, you know, you go roller skating.
You're probably rich.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But it's just that's a dangerous sport. Like, chances are you're going to fall. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You're at a roller skating rink. Same thing. You know, if somebody bumps into you, I don't blame them.
You assume liability.
Unless they're rich, which case I do blame them.
No.
Monroe, that's how this works.
That's not how it works.
Eat the rich. Eat the rich. Empire star Jesse Smollett. This is actually really heartbreaking. Yesterday was hospitalized after an early morning attack in Chicago. He was walking by the river in Chicago at 2 a.m., which, by the way, too cold. Go back into your house. Right. He was walking down by the river when he was attacked by two unknown suspects who hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him. Jesse Mullen, in case you didn't know, is the star on Empire.
Yeah.
He's an openly gay man. On the show and in real life, he's a gay activist, and they dumped some sort of chemical on him and then put a rope around his neck while shouting racial and homophobic slurs.
It is. I was reading about that last night. It's just horrific.
It's
it
terrible.
Makes you sick.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's going to make a full recovery, but he also has come out and said that he's not going to stop his activism work because of this. Police cannot seem to find any video or any information about these guys, so it's very possible they'll just get away with it. Unless they're idiot criminals and they go to a bar and brag about it, which they probably will because idiots are criminals.
Let's hope for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
For real though. Yesterday, Ashton Kutcher tweeted out his phone number.
Why?
He got on Twitter and said that he wanted to make a real connection with his fans. He goes, I'm so sick of social media. I want to have a one-on-one conversation with my fans. So he tweeted out his phone number and people started texting him. Now, of course, there's always a catch because there's always a catch. I don't think it was actually his phone number because everyone who texted him got an automatic response back to a link that is a new service allowing big name subscribers to send messages to their fans and followers. The link is called Community. It's a startup app where basically basically, the app would be you would pay to subscribe to certain celebrities, and then they send text messages to your phone, but you can't text them.
Nope.
Like, what? Why?
No.
Why am I? I'm not giving any more money to Taylor Swift. I'm not giving her another dime. I can't do it. She has all my money already.
She really does.
She has all my money. So it wasn't his actual phone number, and people just got pretty fired up about it. And then he lied about it again. He posted another tweet saying, I have to repost my phone number soon. SMS is a fragile beast. So he's blaming the text message system for not working.
Yep.
Which I'm just like, that's an excuse you give someone for not wanting to go on a second date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something we hear on the second date update.
Yeah. Oh, you must not have gotten my text.
Ugh, SMS.
That is the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Jackson. Monroe is trying something new with her kids.
Yeah, it seems to be all the rage right now. I've had like three different people, because it's cold and flu season, three different moms tell me, oh, give him elderberry vitamins, elderberry gummies.
So you're talking like a supplement almost?
Yeah.
That's instead of vitamin C, it's elderberry?
Or probiotics. That was a big thing for a while, I guess.
Right.
The new thing is elderberry.
Okay.
So I don't know. Like, if people tried this, does this work?
Are you trying it?
We tried it last night, for our first night, so I doubt we're going to see a miracle overnight.
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe the rest of the season.
Your family has kind of experienced a bad cold season.
We were sick all of December.
Right.
It lasted forever.
So the elderberry thing, it's funny you asked about it the other day to us, because when I was in Kansas, there were elderberry farms.
Okay.
And they made like elderberry wine and they did elderberry juice. And everyone there swore that if you took like a tablespoon of elderberry juice in the morning, you'd be fine. So I bought like a big bottle because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And it was the worst tasting. It was like this bitter oil. Oh,
wow. It sounds like it would be good.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried the elderberry?
Yeah. Okay. I've had elderberry tea and I wish that I hadn't.
Right? It's a terrible
flavor.
Over
and over again. Yeah, it's too bitter.
Yeah.
Stop calling it a berry if it's so bitter.
Yeah.
Berries are sweet, yes, you monsters.
Right. And let me tell you, the wine's not any better.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
Because they would have like I said, these wineries with elderberry and you do like a tasting room and they're like, what do you think? I'm like, I think it's awful.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. You took this bitter, nasty berry and then you let it sit and get old. I'm supposed to drink your old, gross berries and I'm supposed to enjoy it?
It's supposed to be great.
And I paid you for this experience?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Boo!
I don't know if it works. I'd love to know if anyone has used elderberries and it, like, they swear by it the way you said like some friends have.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing like the kombucha. I know, Jackson, you actually even mentioned also you've been drinking one a day and you haven't gotten sick.
All winter.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. I don't know if it's the kombucha or not, but I have not even gotten a sniffle this whole winter. It's
How
awesome.
Do you get kids to drink that, though?
You get this one. It's really good. The pink lady apple.
You add some sugar to it, you'll be fine. That's how you do it.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure that's how. I've been told a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So I don't know if you know that or not. Yeah. All right. Elderberries. this text says, what about elderberry pie? That would be so good.
Ah. Really?
Ah.
Even they had to put good in quotation marks.
Oh.
Good.
So good.
I think that would pass on dessert. I think if they said, we have nothing or you can have elderberry pie, I'd be like, you know what?
I think a big bowl of nothing.
Right. I think.
Can I get extra nothing on the side, please? Right. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted. Let us know how the kids do it. Let us know if they get sick or not, Monroe. And if so, next year we'll try the elderberries for everyone.
Okay.
Monroe hasn't been with us since we've done an I Can't Even Wednesday, but we like to do these from time to time. It's really where we just turn the show over to you and you share with us what's going on in your life. Maybe it's the high of high, the low of low. It's where you're like, I can't even blank, and you could call us, you can text us at 844-649-1051. Joe already has sent in a text for I Can't Even Wednesday. He's like, I love I Can't Even Wednesday. I can't even. My wife and I are listening to you guys on the app because we're on our way to Disneyland for Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, so cool.
I want to go.
Take us with you. Speaking of Disneyland, we're going to fly you there coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Jackson, you want to kick off I Can't Even Wednesday?
Let me tell you.
Yes.
Why I can't even.
Okay.
I have tried now 5 different times to get into the Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie at Sundance.
Gosh.
And I know. I'm sure everyone's sick of me hearing him.
I know I am.
But let me just real quick talk about what happened to me last night. So we couldn't get onto the e-waitlist again because there were like hundreds of people trying to get on the e-waitlist all at the same time. So me and my friend were like, you know what? We'll just go down to the overflow line and just see if by some miracle we can get into the movie.
Yeah.
We get there. They didn't let anybody in from the overflow line. They didn't let anyone in from the e-waitlist line. They said that there were more pass holders that showed up for that screening than any other screening at the Rose Wagner in the history of the festival. There were people with printed tickets, people who had paid and purchased a printed ticket that did not get into that screening last night.
Wow.
It is the biggest movie at Sundance right now, and all I want to do is see Zac Efron be hot. That's all.
Do you think it's that good? Why are all these people interested in seeing a Zac Efron, Ted Bundy movie?
One, Utahns love Zac Efron.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And two, Utahns are obsessed with Ted Bundy.
Plus, Ted Bundy's trending right now with the new Netflix.
Yeah.
So I think people are interested in the case again.
He's so hot right now.
Yeah, he's trending.
Right, exactly.
He's trending.
Odd. Why is that even a thing? I can't even that. That's not even my I can't even. But I can't even the fact that Ted Bundy is trending. Shelby says, I can't even. I have to clean the freezer at school today. I bet that's nasty. Yeah, I bet that's terrible.
Listen, I'm going to say our work fridge would be a little worse.
Remember the time they tried to clean the fridge and it made the whole building smell so bad they had to get rid of the fridge?
They just threw the fridge away.
Yeah.
That's a health hazard.
I can't even. The play I'm in is opening tomorrow. It's called Pippin, and it's my favorite production I've been in so far.
Yay!
Very fun.
Yeah, give us more information.
We've got magic to do. Don't. Just for you.
Monroe, I can't even Wednesday.
Dude, I can't even. So last Friday, I was super excited because I paid my car off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, she made a big deal about it. Dude. She was in the room here paid it off.
Are you guys ready for this? I'm about to submit the payment. And then I was like driving later that day and I'm looking around at my car like, those aren't bank owned leather seats. Those are my leather seats. You know, I'm so excited. And then I look at my dashboard. Guess what's on there? The check engine light.
The moment you paid it off?
The moment I paid it off. No. My check engine light comes on.
That sounds about right.
Gosh. That's how
it
works.
It's like finding a fly in your Chardonnay. It's like 10 million spoons when all you need is a knife.
Are you saying it's like rain on your wedding day?
Oh. Don't you think?
Isn't it ironic?
All right, I can't even Wednesday. I can't even the show. I don't know what's happened in the first hour this morning.
It's turned into a musical.
Highs of highs, your lows of lows. We want to hear from you. I can't even the post Jackson just did on Instagram.
It's awesome.
Made me laugh.
Maybe a little.
So hard.
If you've seen the Fire documentary
on Netflix
or have been online in the last 48 hours,
yeah,
you'll know exactly what this means.
I found it funny, and I'm also curious when I'm going to get a call from management. It's a little bit of everything.
Bring it, management.
I'm saying this. See it now while it's up.
Yeah, because they might pull it.
It might not be up for long.
The timer's set.
It's on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. Sabrina says, I can't even my coworkers keep taking time off or calling in sick, so I have to do more work. I think it's time for a new job. It's always hard, that balance.
Yeah.
You want everyone to be able to take their time off, but man, it sucks when they do. I can't even. After a long wait, we finally closed on a new house this week and get a move in.
Yay!
Love listening to the show and love it when you're on location at the outlets at Traverse.
Oh.
Hey, we were out there for the Christmas party. I can't even. Kelly Clarkson tonight. You guys going?
No. It's a school night.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get back into the Ted Bundy movie.
Okay.
This will be the sixth attempt at getting into this stupid movie.
I can't even. Thank you, Next is forever ruined for me because all I hear is bacon eggs after John's daughter pointed it out to him and he shared it on air. I'm the
way
same
to
way.
Go, John.
It's ruined it for
bacon,
me as well.
Eggs. How did it ruin it for you? It made it better, if anything.
She's singing about bacon.
Bacon and eggs, dog.
Greatest thing in the world. I got it. I can't even. I can't even how terrible of a parent I was last night.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Shocking.
Whoa.
Listen, I'm just saying from personal experience.
What?
You obviously have a favorite child on this morning show.
Oh. I can't even because I was tired last night. I was fried. We're all coming off of Festival House. We're all pretty tired. And Liam had a late night junior jazz game. Liam's my 7-year-old son. And it was at 7:30.
Why are they?
And I hate.
Who's organizing
thank
these
you.
Things?
I hate when they do 7:30 games for first graders. Because that means we're not home until 8:30. Not in bed until usually after 9 by the time you shower and you calm the kids down.
Right. They're too hyped up.
Yeah.
Just go to bed.
And then I'm thinking, man, another night of me not going to bed till 9:20, 9:30, which is late when you're getting up at 3:45 in the morning.
That's very late.
And yeah. So I'm trying to convince. I spent all afternoon trying to convince Liam that he didn't want to go to the game.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, hey, bud, you know what would be more fun? Us, like, snuggling on the couch and playing some video games tonight.
You're right. That would be more fun.
Right? That's what I was like.
I couldn't agree more.
I was like, maybe we'll make popcorn. I'm, like, throwing out ideas.
And he was like, Dad, I made a commitment.
That's literally, he's like, Dad, you told me I'm on a team and I have to be there. And I'm like, yeah, but maybe not tonight be there. Like, we'll be there in spirit.
But my team, they're counting on me.
Yes.
This is what you get for instilling values and morals into your children.
I felt so bad.
If you made your children as bad as you are,
right,
then you wouldn't be having this issue.
I know.
This is what you get for raising Boy Scouts.
Oh. And he crushed it last night.
Oh, good for him.
He did such a good job.
That's awesome.
I was still upset that we were there.
Of course.
Yeah, I wanted to be asleep. I can't even.
This of course.
Sandra says, I can't even that a Heath bar and a score bar are the exact same thing.
Whoa.
That's like the day I found out that it was, what was this, Milky Way and a Snicker? Is that what
they
are? They're the same way?
Milky Way and a Snicker are the same thing.
One has
nuts.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No. Because the Milky Way has more of the nougat in it.
But it's nougat, caramel, and chocolate.
It's the same.
But it's the same.
No.
It says, I can't even. I'm seeing Wicked for the first time tonight.
Oh, get ready.
We'll keep taking your I can't even text. Got to go with a few more I can't even since we kind of brought back I can't even Wednesday for a little fun. Your highs of highs, your lows of lows. Like this one saying, I can't even. My baby slept through the night last night. A full 12 hours.
I feel that
right?
joy.
Do you remember the first time like your baby slept? Four hours.
So Ella slept 6 hours one night and I woke up in a panic like, oh my gosh!
Yeah, what's happened to the baby? Yeah,
she's dead.
That's what goes in your mind first.
Real.
That's how messed up you are.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and our daughter Ella, who was colicky, I still don't think she slept 6 hours in a row.
My son was the same way.
Yeah, still.
Ella was like full exorcist style, just keeping everyone up.
Sometimes I'd come in there and she'd just be up on the ceiling.
Yeah. Speaking in tongues.
Right, yeah, exactly. And I just slowly back out, close the door, and I'll deal with it in the morning.
She'll take care of herself. Yeah. She's fine.
This text says, I can't even Monroe's big hands. So
And
you know what? We made it an hour and 10 minutes on the show today.
Good job, everybody.
Without talking about your big old hands.
Every day this week, I've come in thinking, all right, today's the day we let it go.
I wanted to get everyone's predictions on how long we're going to be able to keep our Instagram post up before management makes us take it down. So it's 7:10 in the morning right now. Jackson, what say you?
I'll bet. So our GM usually starts sending us emails around 8.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like 8:05, he's going to see that on Instagram and have a real fit about
it. Okay, so you're saying 8:05, they're going to ask us to take down our Instagram post.
Uh-huh. And you know what I'm going to do at 8 o'clock?
Huh.
Change the password to Instagram so none of the administrators can get in.
Monroe, predictions on when we're going to be asked to take down the...
Okay, so it's going to take a minute to get back to us.
Right.
After he sends the email. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say 8:45.
8:45 for you.
Oh, wow. You're letting it stay up a while.
See, I feel like you guys both have too much confidence in how the system works here in our building. Communication is slow here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say we're going to be able to keep it up until about 11 o'clock this
morning.
No
way,
dude. You don't think 11?
No. Okay, communication is slow in this building.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that doesn't matter, like an Instagram post.
Then all
in
of a sudden,
which case, it is expedited. It is number one priority.
So
the lower the stakes are, the more important it is to our management.
So we're predicting sometime between 8 and 11 o'clock this morning, our Instagram post will be taken down. So if you want to see what we posted...
You got to go over there right now.
Go now.
I'm really proud of myself.
Our Instagram handle is Mix1051 Utah. All right, Monroe. Let's do a pocket full of sunshine.
Michigan school officials, of course, it is freezing in Michigan right now. But they decided to announce it was a snow day. But they did it in an excellent way by singing Hallelujah from James Cohen. Or Leonard Cohen.
Storm. It's cold and dreary, stay home, stay warm. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
It's beautiful.
It goes like this when the snow hits, the buses can't get out of it.
Wow.
It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
Wait for the harmony.
It's a snow day. A winter cold.
This principal has pipes.
Stay home
right?
and just play. It's a great family day.
I have chills. I have chills for a snow day
so
song.
Good.
That was beautiful. I'm going to start crying.
How awesome is that?
I know. I want that voicemail. All right. I challenge Brookwood Elementary.
Yeah.
To sing that.
I just checked. The Instagram photo is still there.
Yeah.
722. A few people are messaging us saying, I don't get it. If you don't get it,
it's not for you.
You got to go on Netflix. And you got to watch the Fire documentary.
That's all we can say about it.
I'm not allowed to explain anymore.
No.
You can call in, and I'm happy to explain it to you.
Yeah, it's not safe for radio.
But it's a NSFW, to
so
say
funny.
The least. All right, Jackson. Let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It's all powered by the Sound Art Experience. Sound Art Experience integrates flat panel speakers with Bluetooth technology with custom art or your business's logo for the best in hidden sound in City Creek and at thesoundartexperience.com. So last hour I talked about how Ashton Kutcher put out his phone number.
Yeah.
And we tried to call it. We tried to get a hold of Ashton himself this morning. This is what happens when you call it.
Who leaves voice messages? Just text me.
Boo.
Boo,
Ashton. Boo. He really just wants you to download this new app that he's pumping. That's all it is. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I think it was clever how he did it because he said, hey, I'm giving out my number. Send me a text. But then there's an automated response with a link asking you to download an app.
You're lying to people.
Yeah, and it just ruins it.
It's rude. Yesterday, Christina Aguilera announced that she will have her very own Las Vegas residency. Here's the audio of her announcing it.
It's been in talks for quite a few years now, but now that I've got my feet wet, I am going to do a residency in Vegas.
Now that you have your feet wet, you have been in the industry for like 30 years now.
I gotta tell you, I was listening to it this morning, and I almost feel like she doesn't know what she's gonna do when she's out there.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna sing some songs.
She used all these buzzwords. She's like, it's gonna be a transformation of like a dreamland of our
synergy
expectations outside the box.
You say inside. Synergy. And business people will show up. So
exactly.
At least she'll have high-powered businessmen there. One outlet asked her if Britney Spears might show up for an onstage duet. Britney Spears, of course, canceled her new residency that was supposed to come out this year.
Right.
After her dad got sick. Christina said, quote, we're in Vegas. It's inevitable. To which I say, I don't think you remember how mean you were to Britney Spears back in the day.
Yeah, they've not done anything together since the Madonna show.
No.
Incident, right?
No.
That was the last
they
time?
They hated each other.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time. Anyway, Christina Aguilera, her residency kicks off at Planet Hollywood on May 31st. So keep an eye out for that. I wanted to get to the situation because his story was so funny. Apparently, he's made a new friend in prison. He's in prison for the next year or so. He has befriended an inmate who is a really good cook.
Who's he?
The Situation?
Oh, when he said, I got to get with The Situation, he means Mike The Situation from Jersey Shore.
Mike The Situation Sorrentino. The Situation is in prison right now. He befriended an inmate who's a really good cook, so he gives the guy money to go down to the commissary, buy him good food, and then this guy prepares it for him and gives and serves him. This guy doesn't get paid to do this. He's just doing it because he wants the commissary food, and The Situation gives him his scraps.
What?
Oh, I know.
My gosh. But he has a personal chef in prison is what I heard out of it.
Yeah, has a personal chef in prison.
I saw a story about that, and they get really creative like with the ramen noodle package flavorings and like mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
I have family that was in prison. They introduced me to goop is what they call it, and it's like ramen noodles, and then you put it into a bag of crushed up Doritos with like peas and ranch dressing. And I tried it, and I almost threw up. It was horrifying. I could not. I'm like, this is what you think is good in prison? Prison sounds terrible. Nick Cannon will be filling in for Wendy Williams as she deals with more of her Graves' disease issues. She's been really sick lately. If you don't remember, she fell and broke her shoulder not too long ago, pretty much right after she was diagnosed with Graves' disease. So the company came out and said, as Wendy Williams continues to be on the mend from her issues, over the past few days, she's experienced complications that will require long-term treatment, so Nick Cannon will be filling in.
Nick Cannon's too nice.
Oh, I think he'll do great.
You do?
Yeah.
I do, too.
He's a talent.
I think he'll do great.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll do a bad job, but it's not the same personality.
No, he's not going to be Wendy Williams.
You got to get a feisty person in there.
Get me in there. I'm filling for Wendy. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Jackson. Asking you to choose the news this morning, John Monroe and Jackson. Three stories to pick from, and we will put you into a drawing for tickets to see Lovely the Band. Jackson, your story is...
Parents have done some crazy things for their kids, but I don't think anyone would do this.
Monroe.
A good old passive-aggressive way to get back at your ex.
And mine is, it's so cold.
How cold is it?
We'll go to the text messages. Avery. And I got so nervous. I was. Today is going to be unusual. I'm voting for Monroe, but Stacy is with John because of his teaser. Thank you, Avery. Jonathan says Monroe and a negative vote towards John.
Minus one.
Gotta say, that's a first.
That's good.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jess.
Jess, how are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Go ahead. Choose the news.
I'm going to go for Monroe. I love a good petty, passive-aggressive story.
That's right. We all do.
Let me ask you, Jess, are you not voting for me because of Jackson and Monroe and how they ruined my tees? Is that why I'm not getting the vote?
Oh, stop.
No. Listen. I listen to your guys' podcast every single day. I wanted to vote for you so bad, John. I just...
Man, did you hear the pity in her voice?
I heard the pity in her voice.
Yes. Yeah, I
just hey, thanks for listening to the podcast, and we're going to put you in the drawing for Lovely the Band tickets.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cash is going for me. Thanks, Cash. Appreciate that. Hi, I'm Connie. I listen to you guys on the radio every morning on the way to school. I would like to vote for John today.
Wow.
Thank you, Connie. What, Jackson?
Can I read Carly's email?
Yeah,
or Carly's text?
Go ahead.
She texted and says, John, I want to vote for you. I really do. But seriously, do you try to lose on purpose every day? You need some better teases, my man. I'm voting for Jackson. Do you try to lose on purpose?
Yes.
The winner today with 60% of the votes is Monroe!
Yeah! 2 days in a row.
Yeah, girl.
Unseated Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good. For now.
Okay, a good old-fashioned petty way to get back at your ex. Actually, I'm married now, but I'm still harboring some ill will.
Of course.
I might do this. Some zoos are actually letting you name a cockroach after your ex.
You want to hear a commercial they put out on the web yesterday?
Yes,
I do. Here you go.
How long until the teddy bear you gave them starts collecting dust bunnies? The fresh flowers were romantic. Week-old wilted flowers... not so much. There's a reason half-eaten chocolate isn't on anyone's wish list. This Valentine's Day, name a roach in honor of your special someone. Because roaches are forever.
Roaches are forever. It's true.
I love it. And it's super cheap. It's $15 to have a cockroach in New York. Named after your ex. Get this, $2 for the London Zoo.
So for $15, now how do I know that I'm getting a specific roach? Do they have enough of a...
Oh. Well, they give you a certificate?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know.
Is it like naming a star?
Uh-huh.
No, you get in the mail. You actually do. You print out a certificate to make it official.
They're like, this is Clyde. He is now named Jonathan. Yeah.
Clyde doesn't put, he's very egotistical. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, Clyde.
He doesn't put enough effort into being a member of
he
the team.
He tries to lose every day.
Can we name a couple roaches after us?
You guys.
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
I'd be honored. Cockroaches are great. They're super cool.
Yeah, we're named after cockroaches at the New York Zoo.
Let's work on that.
Deal.
Jackson's story and my story, which is great, is going to be up online at Mix 105.1.
How great is it?
Burn.
It's going to be in our podcast as well. Second date update. This is where you've gone out on a date, maybe one date, sometimes two dates, and you feel like it's going to go somewhere, but the other person just... stops returning your calls, stops answering your text messages, gets off of Tinder, and you're just confused what happened. And you really just want to kind of go back, read the notes, hear from the coaches, which would be us, as we kind of like, I don't know.
Dad coaches.
Listen.
Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking.
Listen, the big game Sunday, I was trying to go something with football. I don't know. Morning, Hillary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Okay, cool. So you went out on a date recently.
Yes.
Okay.
So... We were set up by a mutual friend, both of ours. Her name is Jenny. We work together. And she kept talking about this guy and was really pushing that I should go out with him. But she told me not to look him up on socials and do, like, the old-timey thing.
You mean like an actual, like, blind date? Like, you experience each other for the first time as you walk through the door? Maybe a red rose there on the table, like that style?
Right. There weren't any roses, but yeah, like that.
I like that she called it the old-timey thing.
it's what I used to call dating.
back in your... Right. Old man Watkins says...
It wasn't that long ago. All right, so did you end up doing it, or did you stalk him?
No, I didn't. I left that alone.
Good on you.
And, yeah, so we went on a date, and it was a good date. He's a really funny guy, and I thought we connected. And at the end of the date, I didn't kiss him, and he didn't try to kiss me, but it felt like we would have another date, but he's completely blown me off.
Let me ask you this. I assume your friend probably told him also not to go on socials. I don't know a good way to... Do you think he was happy with what he saw presented when he walked through the door?
Oh, that's a delicate way of asking her if she thinks she's not attractive.
How many filters did you put on the photo?
Like that, I mean, that's... yeah.
Well, you know, to be honest, I seriously doubt that he was disappointed.
Okay, cool.
She's hot.
Yeah. All right, perfect. Trust me. I picked that up. Yeah. All right, then why don't we... we'll get Dalton's number from you. We'll call him up, and we'll just see, like, what happened with the date and why he's not calling you back, okay?
Yeah. Are you up? Mix 105.1 Morning.
We can talk.
With John, Monroe, and Jackson. Morning. Mix 105.1.
Second date update, trying to help out Hillary, who was set up by a mutual friend. We don't get a lot of these anymore on second date updates. I wonder if friends just, they don't want to set people up and then get blamed for a match going bad.
Oh, yeah, because you're usually friends with both of them, and then it gets so awkward, and then you have to worry about who you're going to invite to the party. And
you ever have a friend set you up, Monroe?
I did, yeah, several times. And it was just really awkward.
It also makes you go like, this is who you think I am? Or this is who you think, like,
oh,
you ever been?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You think I'd be interested in this guy?
But it didn't go that way for Hillary. Hillary, you actually went on the date. Your friend set it up, and you said it went well.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, and since the date, though, you're saying that Dalton has not called you back, so we were able to finally get a hold of him. We're going to pick up with him, but don't say a word for now, okay?
Okay,
cool. Hey, Dalton, good morning.
Hey there.
You are on right now, Mix 105.1, John, Monroe, and Jackson. Still cool to be on the radio?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Hey, we're doing like just a random survey about anyone who recently has been on a blind date. I mean, have you recently been on a blind date?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, really? And did maybe like a mutual friend hook you up for this blind date?
Yeah, kind of like a setup.
Okay.
Going on, you know.
Let me ask you this. Did you go out on a date with someone named Hillary?
Yeah. I actually did.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm asking this because we actually spoke with Hillary earlier, and she thought that you guys had a really good blind date, and, you know, you're not calling back. In fact, you, like, ghosted her, and we're just calling kind of on her behalf to be like, what up, man? Why'd you do that?
Okay, let me be clear. Yes, I did technically disappear, but no, the date did not go well.
Okay. That's different than what we heard. What kind of notes would you give to Hillary then if, let's say, she was listening or something?
I mean, just next time you're on a date and you, I don't know, feel like you want to text a friend, just be more discreet. That's what I'm saying. I mean, she sent a text and, like, I'm telling a story. And she sent a text in the middle of the story I was telling about my dog that had just died. Like, who does that?
So you were upset that she was, like, texting someone while you're, like, telling this emotional story? Like, you're getting into it, you're talking about your, kind of, like, tears are welling up, and she's just looking down at her cell phone?
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, letting my guard down. And, you know, with what it's been. And then to top it all off, like, she looks down and writes, you said he was good looking, but he looks like a fat Seth Rogen.
What?
Oh! I was like, seriously, dude?
Oh. And she wasn't hiding it, so you couldn't see it.
Oh, no. So you.
I saw this whole text exchange while talking about my dog, like physically with my eyes. I saw it. And who would ever write something like that? Like,
I agree. Who would write something like that? Why don't we ask her? Because Hillary's on the line. Hey, Hillary.
Okay. No, I did not write that. That's not even what I wrote. And, like, who even reads your texts while you're texting? Like, how rude is that? You're talking about me being rude, like, texting while you're talking, and you're trying to read my text?
It was more that you were talking while I was talking about his dead dog. Like, that's really the problem here.
How about the fact that he was compared to a fat Seth Rogen? Let's not just leave that out of the table.
Yeah.
I mean, did you write that, Hillary?
I may have written something like that. It was not that mean.
She wrote it.
She wrote it. Yeah. Hillary, why are you calling us if you felt like Dalton, and Dalton, I don't mean to be pouring salt in the wound, but if you feel like Dalton looks like a fat Seth Rogen, why are you, like, calling us about it?
Well, it doesn't mean I don't think he's attractive. I was just trying to find a comparison, you know. Our friend, Jenny, she was like, tell me what you think right away. And, you know, I was just trying to kind of come up with a comparison that she would understand. I did think that he was very funny.
Like Seth Rogen.
I mean, if it's worth anything, I think fat Seth Rogen is the better Seth Rogen. I am much more attracted to fat Seth Rogen.
She wasn't being malicious. It doesn't sound like she was being malicious.
Okay.
Let me tell you what you don't want to be called.
She was just, I think she was being funny.
You never.
But beside the point, he was talking about his dead dog.
Listen, Dalton. The whole point of the second date updates is to try to hook up for another date. Like, we pay for it this time around. What do you say? I mean, obviously, Hillary was interested enough to call the radio station. So, I mean, are you interested in something else?
Well, I mean, since I clearly like to eat, I don't want to.
Jackson seems really excited to talk about Ariana Grande.
You don't know the half of it.
Okay.
So, to celebrate that Ariana Grande released her 7 rings, it was her second number one on the Hot 100. And so she celebrated by getting a tattoo. The tattoo is on her palm. It says 7 rings in Japanese on her palm.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that native Japanese speakers saw this tattoo and they were like, oh, girl, that doesn't say 7 rings.
Oh,
stop it.
No.
It says Japanese barbecue. My favorite. She's just getting roasted online right now.
So she woke up this morning. She posted the photo last night before going to bed. Like, check it out, y'all.
I don't know when she posted the photo. It must be up for a little while, but she definitely has taken it down.
Oh, has she really?
It's not on her Instagram. I can't find it.
Who would do that to Ariana Grande?
I'm assuming she took them a print and they just put it on her hand and tattooed it.
Did you see her hand, by the way? It looks like a doll hand. It's so fake.
It looks like
a mannequin tattoo.
Yeah. I'm getting it up right now at Mix105.com.
Okay, because I need to see this photo.
It is everything I've ever... It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's a cool place for a tattoo.
Her hand is so tiny.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. It looks like a little Barbie hand.
It's like
the anti-Monroe hand.
Right. What I would love to see is like her hand within Monroe's hand.
Like Monroe's big old hands holding her hand.
Right, exactly.
I agree. I think that would be super cute. Okay, enough about Ariana Grande's hands.
Oh, John silently apologizing.
I know. I'll have the photos up at mix1051utah.com. But yeah, these Japanese speakers are like, girl, that does not say 7 rings. Lady Gaga testified in Kesha's deposition against Dr. Luke, and it was released. And basically, this is what happened. Luke's lawyer said, with respect to Mr. Gottwald, by the way, I'm reading this transcript from this court case.
Yeah.
And they're using all their last names, including Kesha's last name, I didn't know, Dr. Luke's last name, I didn't know, and Lady Gaga's last name that I didn't know. So I had a hard time with this.
Is Dr. Luke an actual doctor?
No.
Okay.
Dr. Luke is a DJ doctor.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, you used it in the court case, and I was like, wait, what?
He's with respect as much to of a doctor as Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
With respect to Mr. Gottwald.
Okay.
You have absolutely no personal knowledge or information to any interaction between him and Miss Sebert, Kesha. Physical or otherwise, right? And Gaga said, yes, I do have knowledge. Then the lawyer started like grilling her and said, and Gaga said, she told me that he had assaulted her many times. The lawyer asked if she had anything other than what Kesha told her. And she goes, well, you know, when men assault women, they don't exactly invite people over to watch, do they?
Oh, good on her.
Oh, whoa. I know. Gaga got fired.
Yes, she did.
And then she continued saying, and when it happens in this industry, it's kept extremely secret. It's a compounded by contracts and manipulative power scenarios that actually include this very situation that we're all in right now. Called out everyone in the industry for it.
Uh-huh.
She's like, they keep us quiet because they say if we say anything, they're going to take our contract away.
Good,
they're
going to
take
Lady
our way
Gaga.
Of living. I know. Ugh, I love her so much. Mm-hmm. KFC is testing a new Cheeto sandwich. Just to do a complete 180 off of that.
Is it the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No, here's what it is. It's a bun stuffed with a hand-breaded extra crispy chicken filet. It's not hand-breaded, it's machine-breaded, but that's neither here nor there. Extra crispy chicken filet, Cheetos sauce, whatever that is, and Cheetos. It's literally the worst possible thing you could ever put in your mouth, and I want one so bad.
Yeah, is it like the Cheeto dust? Is that kind of going to be on the crust? Or is it actual Cheetos in the sandwich? If you put actual Cheetos in the sandwich,
the
I'm on board. Mm.
That's like there are actual Cheetos on the sandwich, and then Cheetos sauce, whatever that is.
Let's go.
I want one.
Mark
super
that date
bad.
On your calendar. Uh-huh.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Jackson. Over the end of summer into kind of fall, Jen and I moved into our new house, and it's a brand new neighborhood, and the whole street kind of everyone was moving in as winter started.
Yeah.
And you know when winter comes, you're not as social as you are, say, spring and summer.
Right.
So we really haven't met all of our neighbors yet. And actually, last night, we were walking our puppy, and I met a new neighbor. And I was like, oh, so who have you met on this block? And the neighbor's like, oh, you got the Flanders next door. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, The Simpsons.
Hey, yeah, and Flanders.
And the neighbor was like, oh, no, I'm sorry, that's what my wife and I call them because they're like perfect and we're like more like the Simpsons. Like they're like the Flanders over there. And I was like, oh.
That's a good nickname.
We're nicknaming each other, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's where we're going to go with here.
You're the guy that uses his snowblower at 4 a.m.
I'm the guy who cries in the driveway. I told you before. That's who I am, right. So it got me thinking, like, is this, we really never did it. Like, we learned names, and then we would call them. We would talk trash on them using their names like I thought a civilized person did.
No, you avoid them and then talk trash about them with their nickname.
I did not realize this.
Uh-huh.
So have you nicknamed a neighbor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. One time. So we had these next-door neighbors that I actually loved. Their names were Cindy and Chris.
Uh-huh.
Cindy and Chris, me and my roommate were sitting in their living room. We were just chatting one day. And she goes, well, you know those new people that just moved in across the street, right? We're like, no, we actually haven't met them yet. And she was just like, and she's an old lady. She's like the mom of the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, well, let me tell you something about them. They like to just walk around completely nude. and we're like, oh, really? And she goes, yes. I remember one day they just opened up the blinds and I start yelling to Chris. I was like, Chris, is that a butt crack? Chris, I think that's a butt crack. And she just starts screaming butt crack over and over again.
Nice.
So from that point on, we referred to them as the residents of Butt Crack Manor.
That's awesome.
That's great.
This text says, we call my next door neighbor Hotbox. He goes out probably 7 or 8 times a day. All his windows fog up and we start to smell funny smells. He's pleasant enough.
Sure. So,
yeah. All right.
He's just doing his thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, guys.
Monroe, have you ever nicknamed a neighbor?
Yeah. I had the guy that hates me that lived next door.
Really?
Yeah. It was the guy that hates me because I called the cops on him accidentally once.
How
one
do you
time.
Accidentally call the cops?
I'm not buying that.
Okay, here's the thing. We just moved in. It was a townhouse. We were the only ones that had moved in. Ours was the first one done.
Okay, yeah.
So, and you know how townhomes are really close together. So
yeah.
I was looking out the porch one night, and there was a reflection from the townhouse next to me of a guy climbing in the window.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I immediately called 911. It was like, there's someone breaking into this house. No one lives here yet. So they're like, okay, lock your doors. We'll be there. The cops blocked off both ends of the street. They were surrounding townhouse with their guns. They were ready. And you heard them, please open up. You know, you heard the office like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Goes all quiet. And then they come back. Police knock on my door. I answer it. And they're like, yeah, it's your new neighbor. He's hanging his blinds.
No.
So I live next door to the guy that hates me.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's great.
This text says, we have a neighbor who always parks in front of our community mailbox, and it's the worst. We call him Mr. Rude Black Car.
Well, yeah, he is.
You want a better name?
You could try harder.
Do you feel like
you
the name?
You could work a little bit harder on that.
You got to take it back to the tool shed, work it out a little harder?
Mr. Rude Black Car.
Okay.
Huh?
You want to fix that one is what you're saying? We'll help
them. I want them to fix it.
Okay. Let's see if I can read the crackheads next door. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some good ones. For example, this text says, we call our neighbor Crackhead Cassidy. She's pretty shady, and she has a pink Cadillac. We got someone who calls their neighbor Chester the Molester. He has a creepy mustache and a nasally voice, and he always looks me up and down. Oh.
Man, I'm glad that's not my neighbor.
Oh, hello. Oh, we new neighbors out there.
Is he also bald, and does he work for Mix 105.1?
I told you. I'm not allowed to wear a mustache per the Draper Police Department. Yeah.
They're like, you haven't done anything yet, but as a preventative measure, you're not allowed to have a mustache.
Anyone with that stash, we just don't trust.
We don't want you around here.
Yeah, exactly. We call our neighbors the pot smokers. Turns out a lot of neighbors who do illicit substances.
Just druggies.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is like, I had a neighbor once that was like that, and he would just go outside.
Yeah.
And he would like hide behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
Do his thing.
Yeah. And it's like, do you think that we can't? Why are you even hiding at this point?
Yeah, they just live in their own world. This text says, it's Jordan. We call my neighbor the Wicked Witch because she has called the cops on about a 6 times since we lived there.
I wonder what her nickname for them is.
Right, I know. That's how, like,
those loud ones. Right. Those loud kids.
My parents' neighbor is awful and constantly trapping my sister's cat when she gets out.
Ah!
We call her Krusty because she is just a crusty person.
Oh, Krusty's a good one.
Yeah,
I haven't heard Krusty in a while.
I like that.
Krusty.
We can never remember names, so we actually just make up names like Fred and Joseph and Cindy, but that's not our real names of the neighbors, but we know who we're talking about. I would have a problem with that because then I would see the neighbor and I would call him like, Fred? It wouldn't be Fred at all. It'd just be some random dude. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, John.
I lived on the third floor of an apartment building. Below me, we had Naked Guy. That was the guy who got home from work and instantly stripped all the clothing off.
Yeah, good for him.
Then we had Super Sexy Neighbor.
Was that neighbor super sexy?
He found out that I called him that, and then he called me out on it afterwards.
Hi, I'm your super sexy neighbor.
You ruin it at that point.
Yeah,
don't you?
Totally yeah. Do.
Oh, we used to like specifically go super sexy neighbor watching at my friend's old house because she had this neighbor that was like Chris Hemsworth level hot.
What?
And he'd just be out mowing his lawn, and we would be just biking around.
Just
like perps.
With binoculars.
Yet I'm Chester over here with my mustache.
Yeah, Chester.
Hello. Monroe has really become my finger on the pulse of all things music. And no, I don't mean hip music, but yeah. I mean music that the kids would like. Like, you gave us I'm on a Vacation.
Yeah.
You gave us the Banana Bread song. My
treasures.
Kids love both of those.
That's all that plays in my kitchen.
So what's the new hit that
the
you feel like?
The new one that they found. So first of all, Alexa really is just a kid's toy that kids swear at all day.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
If I had this technology when I was a kid, all I would do is swear at it, for sure. I have it as an adult, and all I do is swear at it.
They just try to see what she can come up with. So yeah, they found the Gummy Bear song.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear.
Oh, it's got a
yes,
beat.
I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a
I know, you can't help but dance, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. something about the gummy bear song.
Please.
When I first got a job at the movie theater when I was 16 years old, we had these promotional videos that ran. And for the first 2 years of my employment, every probably 3 minutes or so, the gummy bear song would come onto this promotional video. And I heard the gummy bear song every 3 minutes between the ages of 16 and 18.
Welcome to parenthood.
What? Yeah.
This?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Oh, it's even older than that, for sure. But then my friends thought it would be funny as a joke to hack into my iTunes and buy it
yes.
in English, French, and German.
Oh.
So I had all three versions of the gummy bear song that would randomly come onto my iPod as a shuffle.
Please tell me, what was the best version of the gummy bear?
German.
German by far.
German. By far.
Okay.
Do you remember the words?
No. None.
Ich bin a Gummibär.
Ich bin a Gummibär.
Gummibär. All right. Did you guys hear the audio of Jake Gyllenhaal being interviewed with his director and his co-star, Rene Russo?
No.
The other day? I don't know if this was at Sundance or not, but it just came out. I'm gonna you're going to hear the director first talking, and then you'll see what Jake did, which is why it's now trending. Okay? Here you go.
Many sides to Rene that haven't been shown on film. I know, and I wanted the world to see them. Soulful, spiritual. She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
It's melancholy.
Oh, it's melancholy. I'm sorry. You guys get that word wrong.
You're so good.
That is not the first time today.
You know, it's like when you go on a street artist and they do a sketch. I wanted to sketch Rene the way
all
the colors
right.
that I
see. All
right,
guys.
What a brat.
That is not the first time today. I've said worse to you guys, though.
No, but I feel like at least, do you think they were being funny the way we're just like poking
no,
each other?
No, he was mean about it.
I want to hear that part again? Here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Melancholy once in a while.
It's melancholy.
Oh, it's melancholy. I'm sorry. You guys get that word wrong.
You're so good.
That is not the first time today.
You know,
it's like, the way he says that's not the first time today.
What was his facial expression?
I haven't watched the video. I've only heard the audio a few times.
Uh-huh. He sounds mean, though. He sounds like he's not just ribbing his buddy.
No.
That is not the first time today.
I hate Well Actually, guys.
Uh-huh.
The people that stop your flow to be like, Well Actually, why don't you take your Well Actually and put it in your pocket, Jake Gyllenhaal?
That wasn't a Well Actually, though. That was melancholy. Whatever the guy said, that was really bad.
But you know, I would have just let the director keep going. I would have been like, whatever.
Everyone in the room
he
knew it was
just
wrong.
He should have just said melancholy. And then left it at that.
Or don't say anything at all.
Don't say anything.
Everyone in the room already knows it was a mistake. Leave it alone.
Right? Yeah.
It was a bad mistake, though.
So you would have corrected?
That's like if your friend has a piece of spinach in their teeth, tell him.
No, I would have said after the interview, hey, that's the third time now.
You've said melancholy.
You've said melancholy. It's actually melancholy. But not during the interview, and I definitely wouldn't have then been like, just keep doing it. Or that.
Yeah, it's tacky.
Tacky.
You're tacky, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
I bet he said it with a smile on his face.
We'll have to find the video and we'll post it. Management has not asked us yet to take down our Instagram photo, which means we're closer to my time now than your guys when we were debating this morning.
You didn't say without going over.
Well, it's like Price is Right. Wait.
You should have stated that before.
8 o'clock and 8:45 were the two times you both said that management would ask us to take down our Instagram post.
Yeah, you said 11.
I'm
11. Still in the lead.
Okay, fine. We'll see.
Okay.
We will see. If you haven't seen it, see it before they ask us to. It's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. With that, it's probably better if you've seen the Fire documentary on Netflix. It'll explain what we did. Hey, you guys were just yelling off air about Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
And yes. I know there was a Meghan Markle story that we didn't get to in the showbiz beat.
Yeah, there was.
So what's the deal with Meghan Markle now?
So I'm going to say this as neutral as possible because I know Monroe's going to go in for the kill here.
Right, yeah.
But basically, she asked all of her friends to change their phone numbers because she's like, I'm worried about your security. You're going to get hacked because people are trying to get close to me.
Oh, that's sweet.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the way it's being reported and the way that Monroe took it is that she's strong-arming her friends.
She's evil. She's got that royal baby in her belly.
Change your phone number because I said so.
True personality is coming out. This is the real Meghan Markle. You can take the girl out of the crazy family, but you can't take the crazy out the girl.
I think it's fine.
I was reading.
Change your phone number, okay? Like, seriously.
Because she's worried about the safety for her friends.
She is not. She's worried. She's freaking out about her bad image because everybody's catching on to her.
Do you think it's weird, though, that like she was able to cut everyone out? So, like, friends, coworkers,
family.
No.
She's crazy. Because
She's rich now. Let me tell you, if I win the lottery, you guys already saw what I would do if I won the lottery. I would just not be here.
Right. Yeah.
I
get it.
I don't form close connections. That way it's easier for me to say goodbye to all you people.
I was reading something saying that the British press, how much more mean they are to Meghan Markle, and they slant stories than they ever were to Kate Middleton. They're saying the same things are happening, yet the way it's being released is terrible. It's racist.
It's not any different.
Because she's
than
the
what,
loud, rude American.
That's what, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And instead, but it's the same stuff with Kate Middleton that she went through.
Everybody loved Kate because Kate is beautiful and she's a beautiful person.
Meghan's beautiful.
She's evil. The Brits know it. They know it.
It's not. No. Predictions right now, though. In the next 5 years, will there be a divorce?
There's going to be a 60-minute special about how she ruined Harry.
I think the queen's going to offer, just like she did with Diana.
Allegedly.
Hashtag truth.
Allegedly.
Hashtag truth.
Carly says, have you ever asked Alexa to fart? I had no idea, but my kids figured it out, and it's hilarious.
Well, we're going to try that tonight.
Oh, you know we will. Right around the dinner table.
I'm going to do it before my kids get home from school.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't want them to know this secret.
Oh, that's fair.
I'll do it right when my son gets home. We bond over fart jokes.
He's going to love it.
Yeah, completely.
Does Siri do it?
I don't know.
Hey, Siri, fart.
No comment.
Siri's
too classy.
Jackson, you're obsessed with a new show that you started watching?
Yeah, just last night. Me and my friends were hanging out. And we were going through the Lifetime app, going to I Survived, but then we started just scrolling through, mm-hmm. and we found one called My Life is a Lifetime Movie. Now, if you know the Lifetime movies, it's always overly dramatic storylines, and like super hot actors always just getting into trouble, right? So what they do is they take a person with real life crazy drama happening, and then they have that person tell it, and then they have reenactors do a Lifetime movie.
Stop it.
Okay.
It is hilarious.
We have to submit a story now.
Oh, I don't know if it's still on. I think it got 7 episodes and then they canceled.
That sounds so good.
Oh, it was so fun. There was one of like this teacher who got accused of sleeping with her student, and then like she got this like bulldog of an attorney who was like, "No, she didn't sleep with her student." And the judge was like, "Okay." But she totally slept with her student.
Really?
Like between us. She won 100%. Allegedly.
Allegedly, thank you.
Slept with her student.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right.
Definitely slept with her student. Allegedly, definitely slept with her student. Because they were sending naughty texts back and forth, and they had the naughty texts.
Is it like drunk history on Comedy Central, but...
A little bit.
Lifetime.
But it's like real people telling their real life stories, and then it just goes to the reenactments, like in between. It is great.
Can we make our own?
Can we do this with Second Date updates?
Stop it.
Where we have like the story. We have the person's story.
And they're telling us what's going on, and we have reenactors do it.
Yes.
Kay.
I love it. Print it. Mint it.
Guys, I feel like we're onto a big thing here.
Yeah. We'll do it just straight telenovela style.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Geniuses. Before we head on out, I love my Bridezilla stories, as you guys know.
Aw, yeah.
The Mirror is claiming that a Bridezilla recently ordered all of her bridesmaids to take a polygraph test. She wanted to know which friend leaked her wedding dress code onto the internet.
Oh, because, dude, is this one we talked about?
This is the one we talked about. Remember where, and the bride said, I'm going to make them all take lie detector tests. She followed through with it.
What? Okay, this woman.
Dang.
I hope the groom is like, I have to get out of this somehow.
The bridesmaid actually admitted to sharing the list on social media, and the bridezilla went on Facebook and said, many of y'all have been asking how Saturday's polygraph party went.
She had a party.
Oh, she's calling it a polygraph
party?
Come
to this party.
It was fantastic. Attendance was 100%. I asked y'all simple questions such as, did you leak my dress code to the internet, and do you secretly hate me? Friends, it is only with the deepest joy that I can announce the identification of the snitch. My former friend, Stephanie, was immediately removed from my property. She confessed to leaking my posts and ridiculing me online. My original dress code had gone viral because of her, and the outside world will never understand, thanks to Stephanie. Good riddance. Now the Hawaii wedding can go on.
Oh, my
God. Wow, this woman sounds like a real POS.
She sounds like a nightmare.
Stephanie's better off.
Let me tell you what would not be fun.
A polygraph party?
Yes. Hey, y'all.
You know what is fun, though? A Polly Pocket party. Way more fun.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
The best-selling car of all time is what? What do you guys think it is?
The Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
Oh, I was going to go with the Toyota Corolla.
The Toyota Corolla.
Oh, what? Civic is so much better.
I don't know anything about cars.
More than 40 million of them have been sold worldwide since it came out back in 1966.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it came out in 66.
Yeah, me neither.
That was like the 80s.
Sensible. It's a good gas mileage.
Yeah. I feel like I use car. I just want to pat the hood of this car. Yeah, this baby's not flashy, but she'll get you where you need to go.
It's kind of like this show.
Exactly. We're not fancy, no. But we do the job.
We'll get you from point A to point B. Yeah. Jackson, final thoughts?
Go listen to our podcast and also go check out our Instagram. We have a really great meme up on Insta right now that, to my knowledge, we have not been forced to take down yet.
I have not checked our email lately. Now, our prediction is before 11 o'clock this morning, management will make us take it down. So don't waste your time. See it now.
Yeah. I also am not so sure that I'm going to listen to management when they tell me to take it down.
All right. Mix 105.1 Utah.
What'd you say?
Monroe, final thoughts.
It has been 0 days, 0 hours, and 34 minutes since you mentioned my big hands.
Hey, that's a record for us, I think.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Right?
34 minutes is not bad.
Exactly. So for myself, Jackson, and Rose, big hands, thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, you can be going to Disneyland at 5 o'clock with Kevin Cruz. Bye-bye. It's the Podcast Extras.
Extra.
The Podcast Extras.
Extra.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, yummy, funny.
See what I did?
Your dad dance was right on point there.
I have leaned in completely.
With dad life?
With dad life.
Hashtag dad culture.
Like, this summer, I'm going to be wearing socks with sandals, and I'm going to be okay with it.
Can't wait to
see
it.
Yeah.
So sexy.
All right, let's get to the stories that did not make it on air.
Let's do it. I've got mine up, sure. Unless you want it to.
Nope.
Okay, great. Good.
John
chat.
Never has his.
I know. So this story comes to us from the Philippines, where a 12-year-old boy was swimming in a river when a crocodile attacked him.
Oh, my gosh.
So a crocodile has a hold of this boy, is about to swim off with him. The boy's father jumped into the water and started punching the crocodile. All right? So he punches him a couple times, but the crocodile is not having any of it.
Uh-huh.
So by this point, the guy, you would assume, would just kind of try to get away or the crocodile would be able to break away from him.
Yeah.
But the guy manages to grab one of the crocodile's legs and bite it.
The tiny little legs?
He bit this crocodile's tiny little legs.
Bit the crocodile?
Yeah. And I can't imagine it hurt the crocodile, but it was probably like, oh my God, what is this guy doing?
This guy's crazier
than me. This guy's crazy. Yeah. So he lets go of the boy and swims off. And the boy is fine.
Dude, that is parental instinct. Like, tell me you wouldn't do that if a crocodile grabbed little Ella and started swimming off. You would do whatever it took.
Yeah, I think that all the time because we have the mountain lion problem going on up by us. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to fight a mountain lion one day to save my daughter.
Your survival instinct for yourself as a parent completely
disappears.
Goes away.
Yeah.
And you would be willing to do anything to save that child.
John talking about wearing socks and sandals and fighting a mountain lion is too sexy. I just can't handle it. It's too much for me to handle.
That's your lifetime movie right there.
One sitting.
I said before, though, if it's between myself and the puppy.
Puppy, sorry.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
It is
he's
what
cute,
it is.
But he's not so cute that you're going to risk your life for him.
He ain't my daughter.
You know okay.
Right, exactly. By the way, they found more tracks of the mountain lion, like in the fresh snow.
Good. He lives there. It's the mountain. That's where he lives.
He doesn't understand.
You moved into his neighborhood. No, you don't understand.
Humans
dude.
Live here now.
No, that's his area.
I'm gonna go and like urinate.
I feel like this is Thanksgiving all over again.
With families fighting.
Mean? With you moving into his territory and taking over.
Oh my gosh, really? Are you doing like an Indian joke?
Oh, inappropriate.
Was it?
It was solid.
I don't think it's fine.
All right. How about this one? It's so cold.
How cold is it?
If you haven't heard, there's a polar vortex, which is going on in the Midwest and the East Coast right now.
Uh-huh.
It's colder than Mars. The high on Mars on Monday was 23, and most of the Midwest and Canada didn't even come close to that. It's too cold to break the law. The police in Alabama and Indiana have banned crime. They put out a message saying, it's just too cold for you to do anything illegal.
Please stop doing illegal things. Listen, we're too cold.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine a criminal would do that, though, right? You wouldn't want to go out.
I wouldn't want to do anything.
No, that's when you start to get real violent in your house.
Yeah, I got
to
tell you, this isn't just like cold like we experience. These are negative 50 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit?
I think Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. I also think that the only way to truly understand this is to go watch The Day After Tomorrow.
I was just thinking that.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
The worst movie ever made.
No, that movie's so good.
Oh.
It really left me melancholy,
if you know what I mean.
Melancholy.
It left me with a real melancholy feeling. Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's too cold to talk. The National Weather Service has advised people in the Midwest to protect your lungs from severely cold air, avoid taking deep breaths, and minimize your talking outside.
Dude, this is insane.
Why do people live there? Why do you live there?
It's cold enough that instant frostbite is happening. At negative temperatures with high wind chills like the Midwest is getting, you can get frostbite in just 5 minutes being outside.
What are they going to do with the Super Bowl?
Right now, it's more Midwest and up, but if it drops down anymore, right, they're prepared for it. But yeah, we'll have to see. It's been in Minnesota in the wintertime where it's all, you know, cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel, how do you live?
Like, you don't.
No.
You just don't.
I call in sick to work every day. I'm like, I'm not leaving my house.
Yeah, I worry about people's furnaces, like the water heaters.
Just normal living.
Homeless people. Oh my God, can you imagine?
They're in shelters. They have to be.
You have to be.
No, they just die on the streets.
Or you freeze to death. That's how crazy it is. So thanks for listening to our podcast today. Appreciate it.
The world is terrible. But no matter how bad the world gets, at least you don't
always
have,
get worse.
At least you don't have a tattoo that says Japanese barbecue.